If you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
I think we caught this. All right, wait. Hey, guys, are we live? Hey, are we motherfucking live? Tell me in the chat if we're live. I'm sure we're live. I
don't know. Are we?
Honestly, Wine, hold on. Let me get into this. Let's get into these graphics real quick because your boy's got a little story to tell.
Welcome to the first 21 seconds. Study says if you don't say something interesting now, we lose viewers. What do you got?
What do you got?
All right, Wine. Oh, what do I got? All right, we're live. Thank you, Mr. Robot. All right, boys and girls. So, as you guys know, if you're a loyal listener to Bitcoin Kindergarten, you know that we are the biggest Mexican Bitcoin-only podcast in the space, in the world. This is uncontentious. Well, Wine, did you know that today is National Margarita Day? Don't unmute yourself, Wine. I need you unmuted the whole time.
I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither. So,
isn't it May 5th? Or like May...
Cinco de Mayo. Honestly, Mexicans don't even celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Holidays.
Yeah, I agree. But apparently, I don't know. I'm in Texas right now, and apparently February 22nd is National Margarita Day, boys and girls. So, in honor of BK, in honor of being the biggest Mexican-only, Bitcoin-only podcast in the space. Wow. Oh, shit. Holy shit, Labra. Wow. Send me another one. That was a double. Why am I doubling? Yes.
I wish I can read what it's going on. I just hear the noise.
Wow. Okay, hold on. I need to fix something. Yes, Labra, I am on time. You want to know why I'm on time? It's because it's National Margarita Day. And your boy is a couple margaritas deep. So, you know, tonight's episode is going to be absolutely bananas. Cheers to my friends out there not drinking margaritas. But Labra, hold on.
Yeah, are you drinking margaritas right now?
I am. This is a quick mass. I think my fourth margarita tonight. Wine, please be nice to me. Wow, he didn't even have a response. Labra, hold on. I'm speaking to my boy Labra here. Hold on. Labra, I know you're watching me on YouTube right now. When are you coming back? Hit me in the chat. Hit me in the chat. What's good with you, dog? Did Wine ever hit you up about some more segments? Because Wine's supposed to do his home. Holy shit, hold on. We got our favorite Miami Latino in the building, and his name is Sir Apex. What's up, dog?
He's basically Mexican.
He's basically Mexican. Hold on, I'm getting double over here. What's going on? Hey, Apex. What's up? Hey, yo, Apex.
What's up, putos?
Hey, what's up, dog?
Chilling, bro. Joining the best fucking space in the world, bro.
Best Mexican space in the world! What's good, dog? All right, hold on. I'm trying to get a real-time set. I don't even have the word right now. Apex, what's your market sentiment right now? Wait, hold on. On a scale of 1 to super gay, how Dieter Bob are we right now?
I'll be honest, dude. I can give a fuck. Bitcoin is fucking the best thing that we could own. Doesn't really matter. I'm not gonna say the stupid cliche shit people say all the time on spaces, but dude, 24K sounds right. It's good. I like
dude,
it.
Can I relish in the fact that we aren't poor anymore right now? Like, it feels very good. As someone that gone ironically all in on Bitcoin, didn't do it by choice, just happened to fall into this. It feels good to like not be broke anymore. I was kind of scrambling for a little bit, you know. Hey, I know Tao's gonna talk shit on me, but yo, I had to sell some sats, guys. I'm all in on Bitcoin. I only have one money, and you know, I thought I was being very smart and like, yo, I'm all in on Bitcoin. I'm gonna drop my fiat job, go all in on Bitcoin. And bro, the last 2-3 months was fucking rough. I'm not gonna lie.
But now you're rich again. So is Wayne going to stop leeching off my surf line? He can get his own fucking surf line.
Dude, he will never do that. He's literally never going to not leech.
Dude, bro.
All right. Hey, Apex, cool, on another note, fuck Weinikus.
Fuck Weinikus.
Wayne, keep yourself unmuted. I need you unmuted this whole time.
The dog's barking and shit.
Whatever, dude. This is part of this.
This is part of the essence.
How do Argentinian dogs bark?
Apex. Since I don't ever get any simply big cramps from you in our spaces, can I get a real time sentiment? What do you think? What do you think of what I'm doing over on Simply? Be raw,
dude. I like. You're my dog, dude, so you can do no wrong.
Oh, dude, don't be nice to me like that.
No, man, like, it's good, dude.
PC response.
It doesn't matter what PC. Other people think, ultimately, dude. Like, it matters.
Well, I know what I think. I think I'm doing a great job, but I want to know my friends. Like, you, I see you jumping in.
Call him a beaner.
Beanche beaner.
Honestly,
who's the beaner though? Isn't fucking Optimus more a beaner than I am? I'm a fucking something else.
100%. I am. Look, hey guys, look, I'm gonna full screen you guys on YouTube. Look, I know I'm white complected here. Look at me. Look at this. Look at this guy. He's so white. I am so white. Guys, I hate to burst your bubble. I am a Mexican.
You're like Monterey.
Show your white. Ankle,
you're
Oppie.
Like from Monterey.
No. Hold on, Wayne. Wait, Apex, sorry to cut you off. Wayne.
You're good.
I had a real big realization this week. And I am very not okay with selling my ankles to the masses out there. I'm feeling like an e-girl, and I don't think I'm getting paid enough to be a back alley whore, Wayne. Like you as my pimp.
What's the price?
I don't know. As my pimp, you need to do a better job. And this, what is 2,100 sats? That's like 50 cents, bro. I think my ankles are worth more than 50 cents.
Guys, money makes the monkey dance, and Opti's ankles are worth a lot more than you think. So 21,000 sats.
Dude, I've been putting in work on, I've been putting work on my ankles to make them look pretty. But shouts out to Mr. Robot, starting only plebs.
Do you have the best ankles in Bitcoin?
I mean, you don't have the best calves anymore, so like, I guess, dude, I got the best
calves,
ankles.
My calves have been worked pretty well lately.
All right, show calves.
If only I could hold on.
Hey, wait. Remember, what was it? 2-3 months ago, when you showed your calves and your legs looked like chicken legs, Wayne.
Yeah, optical illusion.
I don't know, bro. We need some...
Trying to get y'all to catch up.
Hey, don't trust Verify. Can we get some calves on BK account and I will put
when
them
I
live?
When I have stable internet and I'm done hiking this mountain next week...
Dude, cope. Cope. Big cope.
You can get calf pics.
Hold on, full screening. Hey, guys, big cope. Wayne has little itty-bitty calves right now and he is coping hard.
Bro, your boy's been working.
I know. I've seen it. Guys, don't trust me, but I've seen his influencer account. He is an Insta e-girl. And I don't know. Your boy's been hiking. Hold on. Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot, Wayne needs to start lifting those heavy heifers. Wayne, you didn't do your fucking homework.
Like big girl.
Hold on, Wayne, you didn't do your homework this week.
Are you my teacher?
Yeah, bro, we need two transitions.
Listen.
We need
I want to do all the work, all the stuff, but I'm
didn't
just
do
stuck.
It.
I'm in Patagonia right now, and nature has the priority. So in a couple of weeks, when it gets a little chillier here, and I go back to being a city cuck, we'll get all the transitions we want.
Hold on. City boys up, though. Come on. Guys, did you hear this? Wine is making fun of all you guys out there today. Look at this guy.
Y'all bunch of city kicks.
City kicks. Well, Wine, all right. Well, I don't have the transition, but since you've been in nature, you've been meditating on the important things of life.
Yep.
I got to hit you with.
The Wine's Wednesday dating tips. Alpha Sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
All right, Wine. What is your realization you've had this week? Hold on, hold on. We have a comment here, Cindy. You're not apparently not going to be able to get the ZBD comments. Let me read these live. Wow, we got a Labrahoddle comment in the flesh. Let's go. And it is Opti is very Mexican. Yeah, Opti is very Mexican. All capped. Opti is very Mexican, just like Taco Bell. Let's go.
Let's go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Rocket ship.
Hold on.
Rocket ship.
How many
get
ships
on
have we got?
Dude, we're on the third one. Right, we're on the, all right, all right. First one. First one. Okay. Wait, actually, Apex. First tip. Buy everyone's favorite Labrahoddle. 500 sats. Ask Apex to confirm midget hookers for having party. Apex, oh, if yeah, there's no fucking important midget hookers. Actually, I have a good story, but continue. Apex, is there going to be midget hookers at the having party, or are you fucking LARPing on us?
Dude, you know what? I am a man of my word. Oh. I will show up with fucking lesbian midgets to the having party, and they will be Salvadorian lesbian midgets.
Wow.
Let's go.
El Salvador. Dude, 7 lesbian Apex midgets.
Pulling up like in a clown car that's like packed with like 15 little midget
after midget after midget.
Yeah. After midget.
You just think like 3 of them are coming out of the car, and then nope, it's like 15.
There's more. Dude, how many midgets can you pack in a limousine? Only Apex knows.
You know I'm going to be pimping those midgets out for sats at the party, right?
Dude, 21 midgets.
Wait, wait, wait. What's the cost for a midget?
Hard cap.
I'm just going to have my barcode fucking on my phone. You
dude,
want a midget,
tell me
you want
the price.
Her zap it.
Dude, tell me the price and I might just do it for the culture.
I don't know. I got
to. Hey, it's not because I want to. It's not because I want to. It is for the culture. Put it in stone right
what's
now.
What's the going rate for midgets?
Yeah, what's the going rate for
in
midgets?
In Bitcoin terms.
I don't know, but they're half priced.
Rocket ship, get on board.
Yeah,
that's bars. One. That's bars.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, now listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
All right. Can I? All right. So, hey, look, you guys can make fun of me all you want. You know, I'm in a new state. I'm on dating apps. I'm trying to find some new hoes, and I saw a midget the other day. And guess who's the first fucking person I thought when I saw the midget on Hinge? Obviously, Apex. Not a.
It wasn't Mr. Robot.
No, I am literally not even making shit up. I saw this girl. Obviously, I'm in Texas. She was Mexican midget. I saw her, and the first thing I thought of was like, "Holy shit! Do I screenshot this and send this to Apex?" I don't know. I'm like, I'm not trying to put my shit out there like that. And here I am on BK telling you guys that I'm on dating apps looking at fucking midgets.
So you source your midgets on dating apps or
no? Honestly, like, I'm trying to source hot chicks, but apparently there was a midget there, and I'm just like, do I swipe right or do I swipe left? What would
I
do?
I've never used dating apps. I have no idea what.
Yeah, but you're a boomer, bro. You're a boomer. Like, come on.
Exactly. Dude.
You're a boomer.
So being a boomer pays off in these types
of environments. It kind
of
does. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Can we make a new segment? What is Apex Dating's tips for tonight? What can you tell the children out here, bro? How do we get hot ass bitches, Apex? Because I know, hey, not only does this guy look like a very handsome Latino, but this motherfucker's got money. So how do we get bitches?
Dude, just talk to fucking people in real life, man.
Like, well, get off the fucking internet, hold on, hold
turn
on.
Off the internet, oh, and go God. Fucking talk to motherfuckers, man.
But like, how do you open? How do you open, Apex? Do you just say, hi, my name is Apex? What's
my
the opener?
Is Jefe.
Jefe.
When I see a cute girl, like, I'll be fucking in Starbucks. Well, not even Starbucks. I don't drink Starbucks. But, you know, whatever situation I'm in during the day, and I'll see a cute girl, and I'll just say, hey, I know this is a little bit random, but, you know, you look pretty cute. I had to come in and give you the compliment. And then that usually just, like,
that
sometimes
works.
It'll be, like, embarrassed.
Yeah, that
works. Dude. Like, it's direct. And sometimes they have a boyfriend, and sometimes they're down, dude.
Now, honestly, wow, Apex is honestly giving you guys very much game. One, you need to step your shit up, bro, because that's the real game. Acknowledge the weirdness of the situation.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Wow. No, but let's be honest. Apex, all right, I get it. I honestly do the same thing where it's just like, hey, look, I know this is weird, but you're cute. I had to introduce myself. My name is Opti. How you doing?
Yeah, way too.
That's all you gotta do, guys. Should I play
the alpha? Like, the alpha is stop swiping on your phone. Like, go out and meet people.
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Get rejected and fucking talk to everybody, so that way you feel comfortable when the moment arises that you see a cute girl and you start like feeling, you know, you go into panic
and you'll get rejected again.
Yeah, but that's that callous.
Yeah, way too beautiful girls.
Hold on, I got you one. I got you. I'm doing this for you. Oh wait, actually, hold on. I got another one.
Is this Country Road?
No. Just wait. Yeah. Hi there. Can you
open up your cloth? Will you show me nice pictures? What is this?
Send Bob's.
Pretty lit. Send me naked pic, hello bitch, lasagna. Do we get copyright for this?
Hopefully. Wait, hold on. Mr. Robot, use that Dexter move on her. Elaborate, sir. Honestly, I thought I read use that Dieter move on her, and I was going to say, is that telling her?
Call her bitch a poor bitch. You call her poor.
Call her poor. Tell her you'll get her an abortion. Holy shit. No, honestly, Apex. All right. Like old saggy ball game over here. Just tell her she's cute and it's awkward. Acknowledge the situation. Uh-oh, we have a woman in here. Hi, Frankie. Oh, hey, and I'm pretty sure CA is a, never mind. Hello, women. We are a very gender friendly show.
We're
here.
A women friendly show.
We have a woman in here.
We have a woman here. Act correct, boys and girls.
Apex, tell her she's cute.
Wait, hold on, Apex. Since you're the local boomer here, is hitting on girls and telling them they're cute like a no go?
No, it's a yes go.
But isn't you just walk in like you're fucking hot?
No, not like that.
Nah, cute. Dog, you gotta be smooth with it.
Smooth wine. What's your smooth move with it?
Wine. What are
you? You like food. I like food.
Wait, no, hold on, Apex. Can I tell you wine's smooth move? I've seen this in action. Hey, yo, girl. Hey, yo, girl. What you doing here?
Is that like at the club?
Yeah, at the club. At the club. No, actually, it's on the street. Hey, yo, girl. Hey, what you doing here? That's all he says. I've seen it happen, and it works.
My internet name is Winicus.
It's the looks, honestly. I don't have to say anything.
Wow, big cap. Big fucking cap. But okay.
I'm the most humble person on Bitcoin Twitter.
I like the confidence, Wine, but come on, son.
Your boy got looks. Anyways,
yeah, Wine, what was the show about? Hold on.
Noster?
Hold on. Labrahoddle. I met a midget once. my conversation with her was extremely awkward. Oh man, I can't even see the whole thing. Hold on, I'm going.
Damn, I thought he was gonna say my conversation with her was really short.
Oh.
Yep, let me get a bars for that.
Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
All right, let me full screen this. Sorry, Wine. It's not going to be as pretty as we're used to, but we need.
I'm not
to...
watching YouTube, so you gotta.
All right,
gotta walk me through the visuals here.
All right, I'm doing my best, guys. Forgive us. Wine is on third world internet. Oh, that's not even gonna work. Okay. One second. All right, so everyone, hold on, Labra. What are you doing, dog? Let me know what's good with you, dude. I miss you. I miss the Bob's chains, bro. Only few people understand the Bob's chains. So let me see. What's this say? It says, Mr. Labrahada Hoddle, I met a midget once. My conversation with her was extremely awkward. I'm not very good when it comes to small talk.
Small talk, bro. Why did we name this episode Noster? Whatever.
I don't know. Hold on, Wine. Why did you want to talk about Noster? Let's get into it. We're 21 minutes in. Let's get into Noster.
Is this the meat of the episode right now?
Honestly, Diogenes said he wanted a full noise episode. So I can obviously continue talking shit, but why did you name it Noster? What's your deal? Are you LARPing? Wait, hold on. Why?
I was honestly just following the current thing.
Dude, I that's what I'm saying. I think you're LARPing. You're not even on Noster yet, right?
Dude, our ratings are literally piss poor, so I needed to rally behind the current thing.
Wow. So, LARPing on the current thing. As I remember last week,
you know how bad our views are? It's worse than before this show started.
Honestly, we got 8 live viewers right now. I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Well, Wine, thank you for losing all of our viewers, because we kind of had a cult following for a minute, but
bring back Nick Campmine and Justifer.
Dude. We need Nick to tell us how to hack the algos.
Algos.
Dude, honestly, I feel like ever since we took this route, me and Wine have had more fun, and we've done everything.
We're playing the long game.
Yeah, we've done everything we can to alienate our viewers, and we're doing pretty good about it. Now Wine's trying to be an influencer's, and he wants
it's
viewers.
It's the real Bitcoiners that listen to us.
Dude, honestly, Wine, dude, you're kind of LARPing.
Hold on.
Hold on. Can I acknowledge the fact that you're LARPing very hard right now, Wine?
When am I not?
Yeah, you're LARPing so hard right now, bro. Like,
Noster, bro.
Dude, you're the biggest LARP on Twitter.
Yo, Noster me.
Dude, Nostril me. Wait, hold on. Can we acknowledge something, Wine? Did you see Justifer's tweet the other day on Amboss?
No, what happened?
All right, so shout out to Justifer. All right, so he did this tweet, and he did right nostril plugged, right nostril open, me on Noster. Hold on, let me find this so that people can see me on Noster getting zapped. Let me get this for the people so they don't think I'm just a degenerate. Jesus, why? Wait, hold on, Wine. Can you TLDR me on what's that podcast that you sent me today or the other day? Sorry,
it's called Wet Jeans. My friend showed it to me, and it's basically two guys that have an unplanned script, pretty much us, but just like way more highly regarded, and they're pretty good at improvising the conversation.
So
but it's really funny.
Are you saying that we're not good at improvising, bro?
We're good, but they're just elite. Like, you can see they've been doing it for a while.
So why?
We just got rid of Jessica and Nick, so we're just like getting a game here, you know?
Dude, honestly, I'm kind of a professional. I think I could, dude, we've done this for 25 minutes already. I think I could do this forever. Shut the fuck up. Shouts out to Oscar Villasenor. You guys are killing it. Wow, C-Funk gave us a thumbs down.
Noster us.
Noster.
Yeah, should we make a Noster? Bitcoin kindergarten Noster?
How's that work?
What?
How's it work? How do you Noster? Yeah, wine. Honestly? Hey, guys, hold on. TLDR. Did you know that wine has full range on the BK kindergarten account? He's using my clout to just say whatever you want on the BK account. So, like, blame him, not me.
What did I do?
Literally, what did I do? Everything and anything. Whoa. Hold on. Hey, Juan, you want to answer this question? This one's for you. You're the technical guru here. You ready for this?
What are you asking?
Honestly, I think this is our boy, Mr. Robot, on Twitch. Mr. Robot 59. This is for you, Juan. Can we get someone to explain the difference between Zaps and what Tweet Toshi was doing way before Noster?
Yeah, everything, you fucking bitch.
Wait, hold on! Whoa! I know that voice. Stacks, that's money. Ooga. What's up, doggy? What's up?
Yo. Sorry. I just have to come on a call. Again.
Wow. If you know, you know. What's up, dog?
All right. Well, let me answer this question real quick. So... Damn.
Yeah, just shut up, Juan.
All right, well, I can't do anything about my actually, wait.
No, you're good. Just keep talking. Wow. Holy shit. I am shook right now. Live shook.
How about that?
No, we're still echoing. I'll shut up. Just go. Rant.
No, but yeah, I mean, dude, like the whole Zap experience is like, and by the way, wait, let me rewind a little bit. You guys should definitely make a Bitcoin kindergarten handle, and you should post the link to your YouTube recordings on there. And because it has like an embedded way to view the videos, and maybe you'll actually get some viewers that way, as long as you don't spam over there. You know what I mean? But obviously, like, you know, I would put up some, you know, dude, I open my Twitter, it's like 100 bots followed me per day. All the conversations are people like.
Are they Asian? Are they Asian? Mr.
No, Noster, everything's great. I'm talking about Twitter. I'm talking about just Twitter.
Oh, Twitter's trash right now.
Yeah, you just scroll once through Twitter and you're like, I just lost minutes of my life. I don't even know what happened there, you know? But on Noster, you're just sitting there in the feed, the way that it's arranged and stuff. Like, obviously, it's very new and like sometimes shit doesn't work, you know? But yeah, Zaps, they're. You can do it directly on post, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to eliminate likes completely and just use like the zaps. So, like how many zaps did that post get? How many, and each comment could be zapped, right? As long as that the commenter has zaps enabled, right? So basically like imagine like instead of upvoting or something that doesn't cost anything to you basically like see the most zapped comments and most zapped posts at the top. If you so choose, right? Like everything's pretty much going to be customizable to like the user, right? And so, and then also obviously like, you know, let's say like a new client comes out like better features or, you know, you lose your phone, whatever, like to reinstate like your account on a different client or phone is like, it's pretty incredible, honestly. Like it's kind of mind blowing. Like just copying and pasting like a string of text and like your whole account's back. Like, I don't know. It's like I like the idea of a private key than like some fucking password sitting on some server or some shit. Like the whole concept behind it is just super intelligently done. And I think Zaps will be the standard. Yeah,
I saw there was another revenue stream for me to capitalize on begging on the internet.
Go on.
So I made a Noster account, and I was begging for Zaps, and I was threatening people. So American Hoddle was talking on Zaps, and I replied to him, say, "Zap me or a cute kitten dies." And he zapped me, and he said, "This is the first case of Noster-enabled terrorism." So I made history, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you're a fucking... Dude, it's literally built for beggars like you, you know? It's also built for content creators like you. Like, you know, the whole idea of, like, the ZBD thing you guys have set up? So, like, you could just drop your QR code when your show's live, like, on Noster. Like, I guarantee you guys get zaps for the content you guys make on Noster, you know? Twitter, everyone is, like, I think, like, you can just go to someone's account and tip them, right? But it doesn't have the same effect. Like, when I see a meme and I tip 69 sats, like, it's fucking awesome, you know? And it's, like, so quick. And eventually that will be all in the Noster client. Like, it's not really going to send you over to – I think they'll have, like, wallets built into the client. So you're not going to have to skip over to Wallet of Satoshi or whatever you're using, you know? But I think it's fucking – you should just go and, you know, it costs you nothing. It's, like, a couple clicks. How easy was it, one?
It was easy.
Yeah. So.
All right, Wine. Make a BK account.
Must be good.
Make a BK account. I endorse this. Live, we endorse this.
Okay. We will make a BK Noster. I can't promise it's going to be soon. I'm going to be going away from civilization.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Right. I'm saying, I think it'll be good because, like, I mean, dude, like, think conceptually, like, the earlier you are to Noster, like, the more people appreciate.
No, hold on. Wait, I'm going to use your anon name, sir. At Stack Sats Money. What's your thoughts on Noster just becoming a Bitcoin echo chamber?
I think that's first of all, if that's what it ends up being, then that's actually what I would love it to be that.
But that means it's not going to get, like, big. Like, don't we want it to get big?
So, look, I mean, you ask me what I want. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I know, like, what you want. You're fucking niche, super micro niche celebrity over here.
No, nothing to do with that, bro. Is that, like, when you pull up, like, to, like, social media, like, the biggest issue with it is that people have now made it like the traditional media outlet. So basically you're getting bombarded with traditional media because everyone you follow is eventually going to comment on it, like it, repost it, and the algorithms are pushing it to you, right? And so on Noster, there's no algorithm, right? So it's in like chronological order, and then in the future, like Zap, you can, you know, it'll be like, there'll be some toggles probably. But the idea is that, like, all the ideas being shared, right? And, like, do you remember Bitcoin Twitter back in, like, I don't know, like 2016, 2017, 2018, you know, like, some of the conversations are actually, like, fantastic, right? And so promoting a, like, good conversation is, like, at the end of the day, what you want to get out of your time from certain resources. It's not like you pull up to a book and you're like, why aren't you a YouTube video? Like, you're like, no, nah, my dude, like, I'm going to read, like, When Money Dies, because, like, there's no YouTube video that can replace that book. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like what I want is there to be like some positive conversations. But I think Noster promotes that in general because of the way that it's set up. And like you can kind of like fragment your own network if you wanted to, like, and really focus on like certain people. But the people you follow like actually matter, like the number, like who you're following. Like that's just, you know, I remember Wine hits me up and he's like, dude, you got to make a list of people you at and like do it by list, right? And obviously it was much better to like receive content through lists. It's just that you end up going to the list. You end up getting caught up in like the first feeds that are on there. So yeah, I think like I think everyone who wants to have like conversations with like certain types of IQ people are going to head to Noster. I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, that's my prediction. People who want to talk about things and like people who promote like bullshit ass content, you know, they might get like burnt out and they're like, oh no, I get much more traction like on Twitter, you know?
Yeah, no, I fully get what you're saying.
Let's not shit on bullshit ass content, all right?
All right, hold on.
What means Bitcoin bullshit ass content, right?
Yeah, Wine triggered.
Dude, all your listeners are on Noster.
I know they are. Hold on. Let me get some of these comments. First and foremost, shout out to Diogenes. He goes, boy, I am never paying tweets. LOL. All right, Mr. Robot.
Proof of pork.
Mr. Robot, shout out to Integrity Farms knowledge. Okay, Wine, this one's for you. Shout out to Jail Janice. He goes, when first sat billionaire from a tweet, from a Noster. Wait, what do they call it on Noster? What's a Noster post called?
Dude, it's a zap.
Okay, hey, when
first... No. Denny Zaps in the... You're saying the post. Sorry, it's a note.
When first sat billionaire from a note, Wine?
We're gonna make it happen.
What?
Shouldn't it be called a booger instead of a note?
Yes.
I just posted a booger.
Hey, honestly,
I mean, you can make a client that calls it that. Probably, you know.
So,
on some level, you can kind of like
to know. Is Noster is not necessarily a social network, like. Even if it's just Bitcoiners, it's just an uncensored way to communicate with each other.
Well, there'll be other implementations. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Honestly,
Twitter is just the first use case, Twitter-like experience.
I agree. This is like, all right, look, hey, I'll tell you the full Opti take. On one hand, I am 100% convinced that censorship-resistant social media platforms, social media networks, protocols, forgive me, are the way. My other perspective is, as Bitcoiners, I think it's upon us as individuals to try to reach as many people as possible. And so falling into a silo that is only Bitcoin, Twitter, echo chambers, I think is a mistake. And shout out to Diogenes. He goes, wait, did you just badmouth BTC Opti? Shame. No, I did not. What I'm saying is, guys, look, hey, we can continue to stack sats all we want. I want as many sats as possible. I think, look, I said it today. We are playing two games as Bitcoiners. We're playing Hungry Hippo and the telephone game. And if you're my age, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And what I mean is, Hungry Hippo means accumulate as many sats as fucking possible. Make sure you have more sets than the fucking neighbor that you are talking shit on. And then number two, the telephone game. Try to explain to them what Bitcoin is, because by the time it gets to the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 12th, 15th person, they're not going to understand what fucking Bitcoin is. This is what the game is. Hungry Hippo and the telephone game. So, Diogenes, I did not badmouth Bitcoin Twitter. All I'm saying is, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice by just hanging out in echo chambers. I want to be where most people are so that I can orange pill them. So this is what
about Connect Four?
Go on, explain this to me.
It's a good game.
You ever
invite someone to play tennis they just fucking hate?
I suck at tennis.
Okay, I don't know. Fucking, you ever want to just, you know, when you play on somebody's team basketball and they just
suck at basketball.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you go play though. You know you're playing with a ball hog, right? It just sucks. Even if you suck, you're like, fuck that guy. Like, he doesn't pass it to me. You know?
Yeah, I've seen this before.
All right, I'm just saying, you know, like that's basically Twitter's relationship to Bitcoiners at this point, because people hear about Bitcoin and they're like, well, I want to have like crypto and like all this shit, and then like your engagement, like, you know, I only created this account just to create a Noster. I just wanted to see, like, you know, who to get like N pubs for fucking Noster. And then I'm looking at all your guys.
Holy shit.
I'm looking at all your guys' engagement and shit, and it's fucking
trash.
Pathetic. Like, all everybody's like, I'm like, yo, like, there's definitely like, you guys are getting downgraded. Like, on Twitter.
Wait, hold on. Shishi. Love what you're saying. Completely agree. But shouts out to Mr. Robot. He sent us a 5,069 set tip, and he goes, shout out to Opti, slurred speech, rocket ship.
So, rocket ship, get on board.
So why?
Hey, guys, look, I'm on brand tonight. We are the biggest Mexican Bitcoin-only podcast in the space, and it is apparently margarita day. So I've drinking a few margaritas. Space. What'd I say? I'm drinking a few margaritas. I'm Mexican. Hey, stop being racist. I'm leaning into our culture here, Wine.
Stop Mexican Hate.
Yeah, Stop Mexican Hate. Shouts out to Frankie.
Show, you hate Mexicans.
Shouts out to Frankie. I celebrated. Stop Mexican Hate.
I am building.
Wait, wrong one. But for real though,
burrito or taco?
I love tacos.
We're doing rapid fire right now.
I love
margarita or Corona.
Margarita. Oh wow, he's a real beaner.
What did he say?
He said tecate. But when you said taco and burrito, you know what I heard? You know what I heard? I heard vagina. So taco. Keep going, Wine.
Grow up. What else we got? Piñata or taco?
Taco.
Piñata.
Only if the piñata has got a bunch of Mexican candy in it. Wait, hold on. Can I ask you, Miami guys, what candy do you guys eat over there? Because we're both Latinos. We're all Latinos here, but like, what do you eat over there? You don't have like tamarindo crack. Hey, that's good too, Apex. That is good as well.
Bro, Venezuelan candy is literally like just a tube with chocolate inside. It's like a toothpaste tube.
Hold on, Wine. We have
what are those called, Apex?
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude. Oh, yeah.
It's like a little toothpaste looking thing, and it's just chocolate instead.
Yeah, Nusita.
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 All right, we got a real, real live comment
Pequeños.
Here. Diogenes the Great goes.
Pequeños or churros?
Churros. Wait, how many Mexicans do we have or Latinos do we have in the audience? It looks like a bunch of white people. Wine, we're not going to make it. If we're the biggest Mexican-only podcast in the space, we're not going to make it. And GMI.
We got to just throw a conference in Mexico.
Wine, we've been talking about this forever. Where's the spot where you take... Never mind, can't say this. Where's the spot we've been talking about for a minute? It's up in the mountains.
Yeah. I can't say it on air. It's a secret.
Are we going to do this,
Maybe
Wine?
If we get 69,000 sats, I'll say it.
69,000 sats. Hold on. We got a Mexican in the YouTube chat. Shouts out to Oscar Villaseñor. Honestly, Wine, can we acknowledge the fact that we're the biggest Mexican-only Bitcoin podcast in the space? Whoa! Dude, I got dogs losing. Dude, that was so Mexican. That was a Mexican moment right now.
Yeah.
I would have zapped you, but...
Noster.
Holy shit.
I have a question for the host. Okay.
Wait, who's the host? Oh, I'm the host.
You guys.
Yeah, I'm the voice of the show.
You guys can both. Yeah. Well, actually, that's actually a good question too. But
Wine's the host of the show. I'm just the face.
And he looks like Pat Sajak too. So.
And
Wait! I muted you. Go again.
You muted me?
Yeah. For a moment, restart the question. I'm trying to answer this.
All right, my question is, do you say Bitcoin or echo chamber? So do you consider Bitcoiners to be not a non-diverse group?
Yes and no. I think, all right, look, hey, context, you know, I have been drinking a few margaritas tonight, guys. But yes, to an extent, what's your name now? Stack Sats Money. I don't know who this is at all. This is a very strange person asking me a question. As much as I do view Bitcoiners as a very diverse group of people, what I've learned lately is that it's becoming very, how do I say this? It's becoming very kosher to just groupthink and agree with other Bitcoiners. Whereas I think my friends and people that I think are my friends, we are very big on disagreeing with each other. It's just the difference between our disagreements is that there's some people out there that just want to shit on people, and there's other people that are just actively disagreeing because this is what
it's
they
like
believe in.
Cast iron or stainless steel.
Sure. Yes. People just want to disagree just to disagree. Like, Bitcoiners are very contrarian. So, like, look, I know who you guys are. Actually, I don't know who StackSat's money is, but I know who my friends are, and we're all very diverse. We don't come from the same area, and yet we have a selling point that is Bitcoin. And it's like Wine says all the time. Wine, I absolutely love this about Wine. We'll get together. It doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from anywhere in the world. And he has this fucking hilarious meme where he looks around, you know, we've been drinking a beer and we're just chilling there. And he goes, hey guys, can we realize that we all like the same money, and this is why we're all in the same place?
Why do you make me sound so fucking lame?
This is my monotone. Hey guys.
I feel like StackSats.money's question is like,
yes, StackSats money. Yes, a lot of Bitcoiners try to think together. We are part of a groupthink movement. It's okay and it's not okay. This is why I'm realizing.
Are Jews a race or religion?
Wow, dude, do not ask me this question. This is your question. This is your question, Wine.
You got some baddies on stage.
Wine, dude, okay, don't do this to me.
You're on the spot. Right?
So group think, right? That's where we're at.
Kind of, yeah, think. Yeah. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? StackSats money.
The group think is a twofold issue, in my opinion, and just my opinion, right? So feel free to disagree, but it's a twofold issue. One, it's that people trend towards influencers because the algorithm makes them influencers, partially. Okay, so I think that's like something that we're not taking into account on Twitter, right? Because I think there still is an echo chamber, and it's just a shitty one. Because it's still like algorithm that.
Wait, you're right. So, I agree with this.
Yeah, and so part of groupthink is that, right? Your location and your place and space, right? Because like, for example, Wine, if he's, you know, backpacking somewhere, nomadic, like he's going to have a different perspective because he's not just sitting... and he's not just sitting on fucking Twitter all day only, you know, partial days, yeah. And then some days he's like out there talking to a bunch of different people, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, not everyone thinks in one way, right? And I think like the group think really is like I think it's like it happens in bunches, like, because like you said, there's also a lot of disagreement, right? Like I think the ordinals thing was a fantastic example of which way is the group thinking? Because I honestly don't give a fuck and everyone else is crying about it. So it's
don't
like the exact. So, okay. So those are the two sides of the coin. Don't give a fuck. You know, I'm not wasting my stats on uploading fucking JPEGs. But
yeah. Have fun with dick pics, like dick butt pics.
Don't care. As long as you're paying some fees using Bitcoin. Good. Next, you know? So yeah. Fucking, like, that's my view of it. But then there's other people that are like, fucking nuke the chain, bro. Like,
like highly, you know, regarded.
Yeah, and so I think, like, on topics that, like, really fucking matter, it's actually very interesting. Like, someone will be like, yo, like, I'll only eat meat. Like, someone posted that shit on Oster, like, only eat meat. And somebody's like, well, I like to eat fucking vegetables, you know? And then, fucking, there's, like, a whole conversation. And, like, the conversation is, like, super fucking intelligent, like nobody's saying, like, no, like it's like, dude, some of the formatted answers could be like a whole fucking essay, right? There's no need for a thread, you know, like it just promoting, like, everyone's thinking about how to promote better conversation, not how to get more engagement. And like,
oh my god,
the influencers not wanting to move over there says speaks volumes, in my opinion.
No, hold on,
that was bars.
Yeah, hold on, a few bars, hold on.
Yeah, listen. That's called motherfucking boy.
Don't want to dox. Hold on. What's your name now? StackSats Money. But Your voice is very much known on our channel, Mr. Stack Sats Money. So without doxing you, I am going to edit this comment. Oh, wait, it's not even on there. Wow, wrecked. All right. 268,000 sats per person said Mr. Stack Sats Money is completely right. Mr. Stack Sats Money, I 100% agree. I think you're not only right, but this is something I have came across in the past couple of weeks, is this same idea. It's like, look, I think if you're actively trying to push Bitcoin as far as possible, you come to the same realization where you realize we could do a better job at orange pilling people. And just yelling at people, telling them what you believe to be right, is most likely not the most effective way to get people on Bitcoin. Because, look, not everyone's going to believe what we believe. Look, you can be a vegan. Look, hey, I love red meat. I also enjoy salad and fruit every once in a while. Sue me. Yeah, whatever. Gay. Call me gay. Hey, dude, gay. Caesar. Hey. Caesar salad's delicious. So Caesar salad's delicious. Sorry.
Caesar salad's not salad, bro.
I don't give a fuck. It tastes good.
It's literally cheese with lettuce.
And whatever. It's delicious.
Just water.
I don't give a fuck. It's fucking good. I like it. Dude, this is what I'm saying. I think a lot of the stuff that's going on, Mr. Stacksats Money, don't know what your name is. I think a lot of the stuff...
It rhymes with pee-pee.
Yeah, if you want to find me on Noster, it's at rhymes with pee-pee.
At rhymes with pee-pee. No, you know... All right, look. This is a little story. All right, so I have a friend. And he's not the most intelligent friend. But I still call him a friend nonetheless. And he has a...
It's Nico, isn't it?
It's not Nico. Nico is actually a lot more intelligent than you guys know. A different friend. Anyways, this friend of mine, he has this very, I don't even know what the word would be. He's got this very, I'm gonna lean into it, very honorable perspective on everything he does, where just because he does it, he thinks it is the best thing that can possibly be done on planet Earth. And I see the same correlation with other Bitcoiners, where it's like, just because you like it, you think it's the best thing ever. And we make fun of him a lot at times because he only has one diction. Between you and I, he might be an NPC. Anyways, he literally, whatever he likes, he swears it's the best thing ever. And I really don't get it, because maybe I'm a little, you know, a little more intelligent. And he will say that whatever he likes is the best thing on planet Earth. And I'm starting to find a real, very real correlation with other Bitcoiners, where it's like, just because we're Bitcoiners, that just means that whatever my likes are, whatever my tastes are, that means that it's better. And yet we are Austrian economists. And what does that mean? Is that value is subjective, and whatever I like doesn't mean that you like it. But yet Bitcoiners still persist in saying that what I like is the fucking best.
Disagree, Opti.
Okay, go on. Tell me.
I actually think what I like is the best.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking blood.
There is no second best.
Hey, hold on, I got you.
It's the best for me.
What's the second best? There is no second best.
Honestly, though, I agree, Wine. I agree. And my point in saying this is basically...
We know you agree, Bish. We know you agree, Bish. You're Bitcoin kindergarten. We know, Poppy.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking blood.
Look, hey. I'm going to full screen myself right now. Look. Friends, degenerates, low-class individuals out there watching Bitcoin Kindergarten, my peoples, I think I have the best taste in everything in the world. But I am humble enough to understand that, hey, you might not like what I like. And I am not going to push what I like on you
Caesar salad.
I love Caesar salad, bro. If you look, hey, hold on. Apex, I think anchovies are disgusting, yet I like Caesar salad. Another note, I think olives are absolutely the grossest fucking thing on planet Earth, yet I like martinis. I can acknowledge the fact that what you like, I may not like. I am only human. I have preferences. I have things that I like. And I understand, hey, if you want to stay poor and not buy Bitcoin and not save in Bitcoin, hey, that is your choice. But who am I to tell you how to live? I know the best way to live. At least I think I know the best way to live because I'm thriving. I'm in the best shape I've ever been, mentally, physically, spiritually. And hey, if you don't want to live a happy life, who am I to push this on you? All I know is in time, you will understand that I am right and you are wrong. And so go fuck yourself in the meantime. But hey, I am humble enough to tell you that, hey, you might like things that I don't like.
Give yourself a bars.
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars.
But this is my point. This is my point. And my point
right,
is.
Opti, but can we acknowledge?
Acknowledge.
That everything I like is the best.
Yeah, now listen, that's called motherfucking bug.
This is
have we taken you for a bad meal when you visited Miami?
Did we what?
Has wine ever taken you to eat something bad in Miami? Like
no,
everything
no,
takes you like
no, not at all.
All right,
but hold on, but hold on, hold on, Mr. Stack Sats Money. I don't think you're negating my point. My point is that my friend
he has a point here.
Hey, everything has a point, Wine. Go listen to Harry Nilsson's Everyone Has a Point.
Hey, man, when you're in town, you got to call my friend Wine. He'll take you to the worst fucking places ever.
Hold on. My point is that my friends know what's good.
I got recommendations around the whole world.
My friends know what is good. Hold on, I'm going to mute you guys because you guys are fucking up. My friends know what is good, and that means I have good taste. Now, if you don't see that I have good taste, I'm not going to force my taste on you. But hey, I'm not going to also be hubris enough to tell you that your tastes are bad. I just think my tastes are better, but I'm not going to be obnoxious about it. I'm not going to be like, my tastes are fire.
All four of us on stage can give proper medical advice.
Go on, Wine.
You need to forgive your mom.
Wait. Hold on. I'm muting you. I'm muting all of you guys and full screening on YouTube. Hey, friends and family, drink a Celsi, call your mom, forgive your mother, and live a better life, guys. Come on. Hey, stop hitting your mom. It's not kosher. That's not cool. Drink a Celsi, call your mom.
All that minus a Celsi.
Wow, Celsi hater in the crowd. Honestly, I thought I muted you, but
yeah,
hey.
Celsi's gay.
Dude, you gotta drink a Celsi and call your mom. I didn't make the rules.
If you drink Celsi, you're going straight to hell. I promise.
Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking blood.
If you drink Celsi, you're my enemy.
Yo, my girl told someone at the farmer's market to sun their genitalia, and they gave us some free weed for it.
Wow.
True story.
Honestly, it's been very cold over here, Mr. Stack Sats Money, and I tried to sun my balls like last week. Could only last like 2 minutes. It was way too fucking cold around here. Not enough sun.
Well, actually, cold actually also is increases your testosterone by like some crazy amount. So you're doing them both at the same time.
I can do less time and still quote unquote sun my balls.
Well, I mean, with your Noster takes, I know you've been doing less time, bro.
hey. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm about to pull up Opti's Noster right now.
I literally just said hello world, nothing more. Actually, I said hello world, and how do I put a fucking profile on Domus, my profile pic?
Time on Noster is 1-to-1 correlated with time sending balls.
Dude.
I put zap me or you're gay.
How'd that work? Did you get zapped?
I got like 4,000 zaps.
Wait.
You know, so How many people do you think care about?
Wait, like, hold on. I got it. Sorry, Shishi. Oh man, sorry. Stack Sats money. Wait, hold on. I gotta meet you guys. physical Bitcoin art. Holy fucking shenanigans. He goes, I thought forgiving your mother was a TEM line only. No, they stole that from the comedian and fucking Canix's group of big homos named Apex and Friends ran with it. the quality on YouTube shouldn't suck. I don't know, man. Whatever. It looks pretty good to me. Oh, Apex shook. Hold on. All right, I'm seeing it. Hold on. Whoa, it does look like trash over there. I don't know what's going on. Anyways.
Fix it.
Dude, I am, at this point, honestly, at this point, we've gone an hour, Wine. Do you want to go longer?
No, I'm having a hard time here with third world internet.
All right, then perfect. I'm going to give our friends... Actually, first and foremost, can I
give some parting words?
Yeah, some party words. I want to ensure that my very handsome Latino friend by the name of Sir Apex gets some last words in. Because I know what he looks like. I'm not trying to dox him, but he's a
parting statement.
He's a very handsome Latino, and he gets bitches, and I want him to give him some parting words.
So my parting words are disconnect from the internet and interact in the real world and be more like Winicus and travel like fucking Kung Fu.
All right. Hey, hold on. Before we go, Mr. Robot, we can't read the tips. Wine's not going to be able to read tips. Apex, give me some advice to get more bitches. You know, I'm slightly handsome, tall, buff now. Hey, wait, hold on. Mr. Stack Sats Money, your boy's kind of buff right now. But Mr. Apex,
You've been hitting those 50, huh?
Hey, bro, you called me a bitch. You said I was trying to get estrogen. Just give me like a couple more weeks and your boy's got a fucking six pack. I've been hitting them 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, doing some squats. I've been doing them wall sits. I've been doing them planks. Your boy is looking fit right now, boy. I can't wait to see you and just show you that your boy is real fit right now. So shouts out to my boy, Stack Sats Money. Your boy is fit. Hey, hold on. Before we go, my boy Stack Sats Money hasn't been on my space as much, but I'm going to tell him right now. I've been going very hard on telling people, get your mind right, get your physical body right. And let's fucking dominate out here because everyone else is fucking weak. It's never been easier to dominate.
I wrote a whole article about this, Hoppy.
Did you?
You read my article.
Did I?
Yeah, basically I said if you're fat, your opinion is invalid. So don't be a fat Bitcoiner.
That's called motherfucking boy!
Hey, honestly, well, Juan, you must have incepted this idea in me because I've never... understood that this is the most real shit ever. Like, if you're fat out there, if you're weak, if you're a fucking dork, no one's gonna give a fuck about what you're saying about Bitcoin. So
you can change it.
I don't give a fuck. What you need to do is get yourself fit, get yourself rich, get yourself fucking mentally thriving, get yourself mad bitches like our boy Sir Apex over here. And people will listen to your message. This is how we orange pill more people to become Bitcoiners. Get rich, get fit, get smart, build a good family. Everything else is fucking retarded. So if you don't have those things going for yourself, get that shit going, guys. Come on. Let's fucking be a shining example of being a Bitcoiner. Muscles, money, bitches. We're all men here. There's like two women here. Shouts out to the women. I love you, women. But I'm talking to my boys out there. Get fucking rich. Get fucking buff. Get your motherfucking mind right. And people will listen to your message. So shouts out to my boy, Stack Sats Money. He got me on the fitness routine. Shouts out to all my other Bitcoin friends.
Money gonna give us some parting words?
Yeah. Are we on the micro penis of death or what?
Dude, I honestly, like, I haven't done TA. I haven't been on Twitter for I don't know how many months. But I would say that it was a great decision because then everyone went Noster right after. And then, you know, it was pretty perfect. I got to waited it out and just jumped on social media in terms of Noster, like, probably a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, in between then, like, you know, I got Opti from fucking 20 pull-ups, building estrogen to 50 pull-ups, finally building some muscle. And I also want to leave a parting word about what you said about Noster. So I think people really do care about censorship and people like loathe cancel culture, right? So for every fucking account that gets canceled on this bitch and for every fucking, you know, COVID banner and for every fucking, every one of those things, like people are going to end up finding Noster and being like, okay, cool. And then they're going to be like, wow, I made a post and everyone sent me money. Wow, that was fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, and they're like, damn, like, you know, any fucking person from any fucking country, no matter where they're from, can like spin up a Noster account and have a Lightning wallet and have like a full online presence with like, you know, ability to send and receive payments. Like, dude, with no KYC, no personal details, you don't have to divulge shit. You know what I mean? So I just think I'm very bullish on this shit. Like, I don't have bots bothering me. And also the idea of a block button and making echo chambers, like, you know how many people have blocked me on this fucking app where everyone's having the conversations? It's like, it's pretty funny, but then everyone has a burner or goes on a private tab to just see what people are saying. And in Nostrum, you block somebody, you're only muting them. There isn't, you know, and you can't delete a message. You can't take back a like or whatever, or take back a retweet, like, or any of that weird shit. So, and it's just dope. And like, come over there and like, I think people will be interested if we create like a club. Like, you ever been in front of like some exclusive club and been like, you know, I'd at least like to see the inside of that shit, right? You're lying to yourself. You actually don't want to see the inside once, you know? So it's like that kind of shit. And I think we'll orange pill way more people now that we have like a environment that is fully integrated. So like, you know, Twitter never took it all the way. And I think that's why like I'm bullish on Bitcoin right now too.
Tell me you're from Miami without telling me from Miami.
Oye, bro.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say money muscles Miami.
No, Jim Tan Laundry. No, wait, hold on. Can I acknowledge something here? Like, I'm gonna full screen on YouTube. Yes. Mr. What's your name again? Stacksats Money. Got me from 25 pull-ups to 50 pull-ups a day because he made fun of me. He told me I was building estrogen and I leveled it up to 50 pull-ups a day. Winikus, I have yet to make it to the 21 straight, but I'm at 10 straight pull-ups. My boy Stacksats Money, I'm doing more than one pull-up at a time. I'm doing more like 3 to 5 at a time till 50. So 10 straight, 5, and then occasional, you know, 3, 2s, and 5s because your boy is not fully buff yet, but I'm working on it. But yes, I have one fundamental thesis, boys and girls, and it is live a life that other people want to live. Be as optimistic as possible. The world is a fucking dark, dark place right now. So as a man, you have a few objectives. And shouts out to my old boomer friend Apex in the chat because he gets it. Your three objectives are get rich, get buff, get bitches. If you're a woman, forgive me. But as a man, this is what all men can acknowledge as being what we want. So this is my message to you guys tonight. Wait.
This is my message to you.
Hey, okay.
Your way to be, oh girl.
Like, hold on. Diogenes is old, confirmed. Welcome back to the early 90s internet, son. Let's go. He goes, Opti is a big boy now. He got his pull-ups. look, guys. You know what I've realized lately?
Dude, what's better, your pull-up game or your pull-out game?
obviously not my pullout game. You want to know my pullout game? This is just for our 7 listeners on YouTube. When I know I am about the bust, I pull in.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking bust.
Hey, Labra's still with us. Opti, I can't see your. Oh wait, yeah, I can. Hold on. Opti making 10 pull-ups with his penis.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking bust.
Hey, look, boys and girls, I am going to create an army. So my pull-out game is very weak, and I acknowledge this. I'm trying to get bitches impregnated. Hashtag Wine said it last year. He said hashtag no condoms 2022. We are going to double down. No condoms forever.
Yeah, listen, that's called motherfucking bug.
All right, Wine, we're gonna end this. I know you can't get on DVD, but we missed a few things tonight. We didn't have holes. But what did you eat for dinner tonight? I'll tell you what I ate for dinner tonight. Hey, it's margarita day.
You're not going to play the clip?
Oh, I'll play the clip. God damn.
That was delicious. What did Hugh have for dinner?
Okay, what did you have for dinner?
I had food straight from the home that I'm staying in.
Wow, amazing. All right, well... leaning into being the biggest Mexican Bitcoin only podcast in the space, I went to a Tex-Mex restaurant today and I had a few margaritas.
Classic.
A few margaritas, some quesadillas tacos, El Pastor taco, and carnitas taco. So again, I am eating tacos. Who would have thunk? I am eating tacos.
Bro, it's either tacos, ramen, or some stacked burger thing.
Hey man, I'm on brand consistently. It's either steak, ground beef, or tacos. Sue me. I'm Mexican. This is what I eat, bro. Are you shaming another Mexican? That's fucked up.
No, I'm just recapping your weekly meals.
Well, I'm glad someone's, you know, caring about what I'm eating, Wine. You know, that makes me feel
wonderful. As long as the pull up number increases,
dude. As long as my pull out game decreases, nothing else matters.
Yes.
Wait, hold on, Wine. Pull out game on fleek right now, or what?
Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
I wouldn't say it's on fleek, but I would say seeds are being planted where I can basically...
Yo, Wine just confirmed...
I basically have a forest.
Wine just confirmed... I basically have
a forest waiting for me.
Wine just confirmed he's a deadbeat dad in South America. Let's go!
I got a forest waiting on me.
Wine, what is ETA on you having a child?
If it's by accident, it could be any day now. If it's intentional,
wow.
If it's intentional, like I give it a decade.
Oh, oh my God. This is why he's my co-host. Wine, you're the best. Wow.
Thanks.
Well, hashtag me too.
Am I supposed to say you too?
No, hashtag. No, fuck you too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, all right, hey.
I'm ready to cut the cord here.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag me too. We don't have the DBD tips tonight, guys, because Wine's in a third world country.
Scream at ZBD. Everyone who's listening.
ZBD, get your fucking shit together. What the fuck?
Tweet at ZBD and say, you're ruining Bitcoin kindergarten. Their show is completely reliant on you.
Literally, this is the only way we're going to survive. ZBD, make sure you fucking figure your shit out, because, like, do you want us dead, broken, destitute? You sound like the World Economic Forum right now. Come on, man. Like, help us
come
get
on,
rich.
ZBD.
Help Wine become the first billionaire SAT fund member in the world.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, hey, this might be the best BK ever. honestly, hold on, one. Can we acknowledge that last week was probably our worst BK ever? And yeah, tonight,
I agree.
Tonight might be our best. Should I be drinking margaritas every time we hang out on BK?
I wouldn't say this was our best, but it's an entertaining one.
Wait, hold on. Diogenes goes, I thought wine was having a child in each of the South American countries. Can you respond?
Yes, this is part of my plan, but it's not just each of the South American countries. It's the whole world. And then I'm going to have an Olympics to see which ethnicity and nationality my seed is best at.
All right.
Best performing.
All right, so wine.
The wine Olympic.
The wine.
Documentary coming out on Netflix.
Wow, so wine. Pull out game.
Man has sex with 200 women, one from each country, and has an Olympic event to see which ones. Yes.
Wait, so wine. So like no condoms throughout your whole trip?
Situational.
Wow, if you like her. Hold on. If you like her, it's a condom.
Situation.
Wait, no, hold on. Hold on. If you like her, no condom. If you don't like her, condom.
Honestly, I'm kind of a huge LARP. I condom it pretty much every time.
Whoa.
Your boy don't want to have no kids.
Honestly, at this point, look, between you and I and the seven listeners on BK, I might be sterile because your boy is literally no condom game forever. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet little Opti.
Dude, little Opti. Honestly, I'm trying to breed an army, guys. Look, I'm going to full screen this because this is real talk. Look, I am breeding an army here. And hey, I might be sterile at this point, but fuck if I know, because your boy, no pullout game because I don't want to. It's the difference between not having control and trying to build an army.
We can end it on that note. Opti nutting and everything possible.
Actually, facts. All right. Anyways, do not hold me accountable to this one.
I'm
fuckers.
Out of here, bro.
All right. Peace out, guys. We love you. This might be the best or the worst BK ever. Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the chat.
Like, smash the like button.
Smash the like button.
It helps us a lot with the algorithm, right?
I don't know. Hold on. One last comment. Diogenes the Great. $5 says little Opti graduates Bitcoin kindergarten before we do. That's fucked up.
Same comment.
That's fucked up. Hold on.
Now listen! That's called motherfucking boy.
All right. Well, we're done for tonight. We've been going for an hour. Let us know what you guys want to do on the show. I don't know. You guys like the noise. Apparently everyone's coming back for the noise. Wine. Let's lean into let's lean into being retarded. Sorry. Highly regarded.
So you wouldn't need to do that on Noster. You wouldn't need to do that.
All right, Wine. You got homework. Actually, you got like 3 homework assignments tonight.
Yeah, you liked my tweet the other day.
What was the tweet?
I said we're basically rabbit hole.
Oh
recap,
yeah, that was a good one.
Version.
Wait, how was our comment? How was the comment on there? The only comment that mattered.
I don't know.
You know,
retarded hole recap on Oster.
Yeah, exactly. But you know the comment I'm talking
retarded
about.
Retarded hole recap. Should we just rebrand?
Can we, dude? Could we? No, regarded hole recap.
Regard hole recap.
Regard. All right, next. Next show, hold on, Wine. Next show, regard hole recap.
Segment.
No, that's a whole show. Next show, next week, regard hole recap. It's official.
Yes. Perfect.
All right, go fuck yourself. Have a good night. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. We won't bring a guest on because Wine and I are the best fucking hosts in this space.
Yeah.
Go, motherfucking boy.
All right, peace out, guys. Have a good night.